Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs 101. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Paul Maskell, the development director of TGA Premier Golf and Tennis. And the mission of TGA is to introduce youth of all backgrounds to the fun, positive, character-building aspects of golf and tennis through programs that build life values, instill confidence through achievement, and offer fun and educational experience. I will talk to Paul about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Paul Maskell, the development director of TGA Premier Golf and Tennis. And the mission of TGA is to introduce youth of all backgrounds to fun, positive, character-building aspects of golf and tennis through programs that build life values, instill confidence through achievement, and offer a fun and educational experience. Hi, Paul. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Marty. Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, Paul. Thanks for coming on the show. You know, when I learned about this concept, Paul, I said I had to have you on the show. I have we have one son, and he is 8 years old, and sports really changed his life. He kind of picked up on baseball, but, you know, as a kid, he was very, very shy, and we noticed that, you know, in playing sports over the last several years, I mean, he really has come out of his shell, you know, and when I saw this concept, I said, wow, that's it. So I think this is a great concept. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from today?
I am in Raleigh, North Carolina. So TGA is actually headquartered in LA, but I'm in an office here in Raleigh. That's where I've been for about 6 years.
Oh, good. Okay, fantastic. You know, we've been doing the show now, it's almost 10 years, Paul, and, you know, we've learned that, you know, every franchise kind of has a story, you know, and I suspect it's the same thing with TGA. Maybe we could talk a little bit about the history of, you know, how the company got started and where you are today.
Yeah, so TGA was founded in 2003 by our still CEO, Josh Jacobs, out in LA. So he was a lifelong golfer, came from a business entrepreneurial family background, and actually his sister, who was a little bit younger, I believe was in middle school, and she came home one day and said, hey, what should I do after school? I got all these options. Mm. And him being a big golfer, there was no golf. And he had actually just moved back from New York not too long ago. He was there during 9/11. And after that happened, decided to move back, be closer to family. And he said, I could run a, you know, after school golf program. If it's, we'll talk to your school and see if it works. So that was kind of how the seed was planted. He grew it in the LA area over a couple of years to about 60 after school programs, about 60 schools in the area. And then,
wow.
You know, word started to get out, and they started franchising the golf program in 2006. So 10 years this year for the golf franchise. And then, as you mentioned, we also do tennis. So
right.
Late 2011, early 2012, we had partnered with the USTA to start TGA Premier Youth Tennis. So that was started franchising in 2012. So they're two separate franchises, but a lot of owners own both, because if
right.
you get into schools and partner with them, you can really, you know, use both franchises at the same time.
Which goes to show, Paul, that, you know, there's a need for this type of service, isn't there? You know, my wife and I always reflect that, you know, when we were kids, you know, we used to just be able to, you know, after school, we'd run outside and, you know, and play, you know, with the other kids in the neighborhood. But the world has really changed, hasn't it? You know, and it's the same thing with our son, you know, is come home after school and, you know, not having anything to do, you know, and sports is,
right.
is just one of those things where, you know, you want them to be involved in, because of course it's physical activity, but it also builds confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that's really one of our big things is, you know, our slogan is we believe sports change lives, and you learn
yeah.
so many more things, and the kids grow mm-hmm. in so many other ways, just other than their sports skill. And kind of like you mentioned, you know, from 3 to 6 o'clock is the biggest at-risk, you know, hours for youth, whether they're going home
right.
to nobody or a babysitter, there's just more
mm-hmm.
chance for things to go wrong. And they're getting less and less physical activity during the school day. So,
right.
you know, this is really a, you know, win-win for everybody. And not to mention it's convenient because it's held right on campus right after school. So parents don't have to drive their kids all around town and, you know, stop and get dinner real quick and try and get them to soccer and then trying to get them here. You know, they just have to pick them up an hour later after school. So it really does, you know, a convenience and accessibility factor really does play in there as well.
It's a great way of making friends too, Paul. We were surprised at, you know, how many friends my son was able to make, you know, outside of school, you know, you know, he's really been able to bond with a lot of different people, you know, so I really think it's, I think it's fantastic. How do you, like, if you were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and, you know, the typical question is always, you know, so what do you guys do? How do you typically describe the concept?
Yeah, so kind of like what we said, we believe sports change lives. So when somebody invests in a franchise, their job really is to activate the community to get more kids, you know, playing golf and tennis in a sustainable business model. So The grassroots of it is partnering with local schools and really building your base. So you're going to partner with local schools. When you do that, you have what everybody else wants, and that's access to thousands of families with disposable income usually. So,
right.
You partner with schools. It's a win-win for everybody. The school gets to offer more programs. The kids get to stay busy. The parents save time. And then as a business owner, obviously it's a good business opportunity, you know, to build a viable business that's pretty turnkey. So you're going to partner with these schools. You're going to run weekly programs at these schools. You're going to build out a staff of coaches that are passionate about golf or tennis. They don't have to be PGA professionals or, you know, tennis teaching professionals. They just have to be people that love kids and love the sports and want to give back to the community while making a little bit of money along the way. So that's really the main part of the business is partnering with the schools. And then the goal is to make them lifelong golfers, lifelong tennis players, and then transition them and their families to local facilities so that way they can do parent-child events. Summer camps are huge. We get, you know, thousands of kids going through summer camps.
Wow.
And then junior golf leagues, youth tennis leagues, and then with our partner with the USTA, we can do a lot of stuff with the USTA and the local people they have in the franchise areas as well.
That's great. How does it work with the location then, Paul? I mean, do you work at the school, like on site? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we provide all the equipment. So that really is a barrier to entry for, golf and tennis. If you don't play, you know, most kids get into golf and tennis because their parents play and their parents know a little bit about it. If the parents don't play, they really don't know where to take them. Private lessons seem really expensive. There's an intimidation factor of going to a golf course or a tennis club. So we're really breaking down those barriers by bringing it to the kids right on campus, right after school, and providing all the equipment. So they don't have to invest in equipment. If their kid likes it, we do have our own branded equipment. You know, we manufacture all of our own golf clubs and tennis rackets. So really that's kind of the main model is making it more accessible, bringing it to the kids. And then, you know, once you get them in your system, you have a player pathway where then you can, you know, promote your summer camps and parent-child events and play days and festivals and all that good stuff as well.
It's nice getting around that location factor too, isn't it, Paul? You know, is that you don't have to worry so much about investing, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars into a location, you know. That certainly helps in the franchise. That's fantastic.
And that's probably, you know, one of the main selling points when people do invest in franchises, there's not much overhead because you don't need a brick and mortar. You don't need a build out. And really all of your costs, once you're up and running, are variable. So, you know, you don't really have much overhead unless you're running programs, which usually you bring in the revenue first, and then you're able to pay your expenses, which is your coaches, insurance, equipment, you know, any other thing that goes along with running programs.
That's great. It's hard to teach too, Paul. I had my first experience. I've been coaching now my son's baseball team for the last 3 years. And, I find it difficult to teach, you know, I mean, how to throw a ball or how to, you know, hit the ball. I know how to do it, but I just, you know, it's hard to, you know, and I was telling my wife, it's very hard to teach a child, you know, how to actually do it. So, I mean, there's a whole knack of what I like about, you know, your whole concept is you're teaching the children to do it the right way too, you know? So I imagine that your franchisees, how does it work then, Paul? So they hire, is it somebody who has, like, I guess, experience, of course, in golf and tennis?
Yeah, about 70% of our kids, when they come to us, they've never played golf or tennis. So you're really starting from the basics and building, setting the foundation and giving them, you know, the fundamental motor skills that they need to succeed. And especially, you know, just like what you said with baseball, you really got to do a lot of other things to develop those skills to make it fun and keep the kids wanting to play. So you're not going to be able to just say, you know, hit a tennis ball, let it bounce once, and then have the other person hit it back. That's pretty impossible when you're 5 years old.
Sure.
But if you do a lot of fun, a lot of fun games and drills and activities that are building all these skills they need, you know, agility, balance, coordination, all those other skills they need that they, if they have fun doing it, they're learning while they're having fun and they don't realize they're learning until all of a sudden they have that aha moment, which is, you know, very gratifying for the coaches where all of a sudden they hit the golf ball in the air, or they hit the tennis ball over the net. So all of our coaches, they're just super passionate about the sport and about kids. They don't have to have, you know, any professional training background. We provide, you know, as a franchisor, when they invest in a franchise, they get a whole training curriculum. We have all these online training systems and videos that have been created for them. So it is pretty turnkey. if the coaches are having fun, the kids really feed off that passion and they want to keep playing. And at the elementary level, that's really the key, is are they staying safe? Are they having fun, you know, along
right.
the way?
And that's so important. That's one of the, you know, themes I got, you know, in studying the model as well, Paul. You know, it's a fun franchise, isn't it? I mean, it's nice to be able to, of course, make money. I mean, the market is huge for this type of business. But, you know, to be able to see that and really make a difference in a child's life, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest thrills, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably number one. You know, the way a kind of a franchise owner's day goes is you're doing office stuff during the day. So, you know, paperwork, phone calls, emails, getting rosters put together, kind of the day-to-day
right.
running the business. But then in the afternoon, you get to go out to these schools every day and see these kids smiling and coming up and giving you hugs and high fives.
Yeah.
You know, so it is really gratifying at the end of the day. You see you're making a difference. And then when the class is over, all the parents get surveyed, and then you really get to find out, you know, how awesome your coaches were and how much fun their kids had, because when kids go home, they'll tell their parents everything. And then that really gets the parents excited, and the parents usually share that with us as well. So, yeah, it's very gratifying.
That's fantastic. How is technology used with TGA, Paul, or is it used? Is it a high technology business or not so much?
Yeah, in the last couple of years, we've made a ton of strides in the technology space. So we have a fully built out, customized CRM system that all of our franchises get access to
day one.
So
yeah,
that manages all the online registrations, all the parents' accounts, all your school locations and golf courses and tennis facility locations. And then it, you know, it has all the email automation and triggers and email marketing, everything you need to run a business from the tech side. And then it also has an employee portal as well. So all of your stuff is done online, saves a ton of time, no paperwork. Everybody applies online, submits all their documents online, does all their training online. And then really the other really big piece of technology we use, it's called Listen 360, and that's the survey functionality that at the end of every season, all the parents get surveyed to see how likely are they to refer TGA to a friend, and then
wow.
why or why not. So that really gives you, when you're really scaling a service-based business, you know, you have dozens of coaches out in the field, and this is going to give you a lot of information and feedback on what coaches are really good, what coaches need some help. You know, so it really does allow you to improve your business much quicker. So, yeah, so we, on the technology side, we are always kind of on the front, you know, the forefront of it, and always looking to see how we can make, you know, the franchise's job easier, more efficient, so that they can scale, you know, quicker and better.
Yeah, it really does save the franchisees a lot of time, doesn't it, Paul? We had one franchise expert on our show many, many years ago, and he said franchising gives you the ability to start on third base. You know, to provide what you guys are doing is providing your franchisees, you know, the ability of all these different CRM systems and market research. I mean, that's very powerful. It takes a long time, sometimes years, to set up something like that, you know. So I think it certainly saves your franchisees a lot of time, doesn't it?
Definitely, yeah. And that's probably the number one question I get from, you know, potential franchisees is, why can't I do this on my own? And
yeah,
the answer is, you know,
exactly.
You can, but it's going to take you years to scale it,
years.
Or a lot of money and upfront capital, just because with the power of a franchise system, you know, we have about 100 franchisees now. You know, with the power of that, you can get a lot more done by defraying the cost, and you get purchasing power, you know, across, you know, almost 100 franchises.
That's fantastic. I guess it's safe to say the industry is pretty huge, Paul. You know, I'm sure that the numbers are up there. I mean, the target audience then for, you know, your customers anyway. I mean, is there an age range that you typically deal with?
So we have programming for pre-K all the way up to the end of middle school, but our real focus
oh, wow.
is really from 5 to 10 years old.
Right.
You know, market research has shown that by age 8 or 9, kids have kind of already picked their favorite sports, and golf
sure.
and tennis is usually not on the menu until later.
Right.
And
right.
by that time, they already are playing baseball, soccer, basketball, volleyball, and everything in between. So, you know, that's really where the model works, because we can make it accessible. The parents don't need to know about golf or tennis. They don't need to play. You know, so the age 5 to 10, it really helps from the kids' standpoint too, because it's not really intimidating, because it's in a place that they're familiar with. You know, it's not like their parent just drops them off and says, good luck. They go can run out there,
right.
with, you know, on a playground that they're familiar with. They're going to see some friends that they're familiar with. And then it just makes for a much more productive hour and allows them to have more fun, you know, which allows them to continue playing.
Yeah, I think that's also. I always say, Paul, I wish I learned to play golf at an early age. I say I'm 48 now. I said it's too late for me. I said, you know, we live off of a golf course, you know, so I'm one of those people. I get to watch the golfers play,
right.
You know what I mean? But I wish I learned it at a younger age, you know. I think that makes a lot of sense because they're fun sports, aren't they? Golf and tennis, you know. I mean, they're just fun sports, and I never really learned to play them, you know, at all, you know. And now at this point,
right.
I have to say, okay, it's too late to learn it.
It's tough. The older you get, the tougher it is to learn.
Yeah, that's what they
say. Really, for both sports, and
yeah,
they're the two least played youth sports and two most played adult sports. So we're really trying to bridge that gap.
Learn
so many life skills. And if you have, especially golf, if you have the ability to play golf, it's going to help you a lot when it comes to your career, which, you know, even
yes.
if you're 5 years old, you're probably not thinking about that. But
of course,
you know, if your parents at least gave you that opportunity to even learn the basics, you know, when it comes time to go out to your company outing, you know, when you're working on a daily basis, then it's like, oh, yeah,
right.
I learned how to play golf in elementary school. So it does teach you a lot. And obviously, it's a lot easier to learn when you're young, flexible, and don't have any
sure.
bad habits yet.
Of course, absolutely. So you've been with the company a while now. I mean, has there been anything that has stood out, you know, over time, Paul? I mean, is any, you know, one of the questions I like to ask, and probably have a lot of experiences, but what's been one of the, you know, more interesting things that have happened to you, you know, since being with TGA?
Yeah, so I come from a unique perspective because I was actually a franchisee before I was a franchisor.
Oh, wow.
So back in 2011, I actually invested in my first TGA golf franchise, and then ended up, by the end of 2015, I ended up with two golf and two tennis franchises, grew them to about $450,000 in revenue, and then had the opportunity to sell it for a pretty good return, and then join
wow.
the other side, which is the franchisor. So I had been working with the franchisor for a couple of years as a consultant, but now I'm their full-time business development director. And probably the most interesting thing is just being able to see, you know, the business and issues and just two perspectives, one as a franchisee and one as a franchisor. So when things arise, you know, seeing them from both sides is really interesting, you know, from what does a franchisee see a problem and then what does a franchisor see the problem and then how do they work together, you know, to get to where they want to go. So, you know, it's not really a definite answer, but having the perspective
right.
of both sides. It does help in business development
yeah.
working with the current franchisees as well because they, you know, they're going to listen to somebody that's been there and done that before more than somebody that
right.
is just telling them something that, you know, they don't have any experience with.
Yeah, I think that's so important. So speaking in about franchisees, Paul, I mean, what types of characteristics then do you look for in your franchisees?
Really just business savvy people that have a passion
mm-hmm.
for kids and sports. You know, they obviously have a knack because at the end of the day, you're still running a business. It's a fun business, but you still got to do the dirty work. You still got to put
right.
in the hours to get your
right.
business, you know, to where you want to go. Many of our franchise owners are second career type folks looking to be their own boss, build a rewarding business, work from home, you know, and TGA's recipe for success is probably similar to many franchises. It's pretty simple. Work hard, follow the model, and engage the network. And for me, it was easy to work hard because you're doing something that's so much fun. And then when you
right.
do work hard, you see the payoff in more kids having fun, more parents super excited about your program. Following the model is, you know, it's pretty simple. It's been proven
mm-hmm.
that it works. So if you just follow the model, and then, you know, you got to be willing to know when you need help and engage the network. So I think one of the biggest advantages of doing this with a franchise system versus doing it yourself
right.
is you have access to dozens of people that are where you want to be. So call them up, pick their brain. Hey, how'd you do this? You know, it's going to help you get there quicker.
Sure.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel. So, you know, our most successful franchise owners are really, you know, they're business savvy. They're probably sick of their career. They want to do
right.
something fun. And this is a perfect fit for them because they can do it from home. They don't need a ton of investment up front. And, you know, it's pretty rewarding and you can build a sustainable business along the way.
That's great. What's the training like then, Paul? I mean, once you decide that you do like them, you know, they like you and they want to come aboard as a franchisee, do they come out to headquarters? Is that where the training is typically held or?
Yeah. So we kind of have three parts. So you know, say they invest in a franchise today, they signed everything and they start today. The first couple of weeks, they're going to do a lot of, you know, online training, webinars. They're going to have calls with every department of, you know, our franchise or headquarters. So we have a TGA Sports Foundation, which is our national nonprofit that everybody can leverage for fundraising opportunities. You know, we have our marketing department, we have our programming department, and then obviously business development. So the first 2 weeks, is they're kind of getting their feet wet, learning all the systems, going through some training on the CRM. And then the next step would be I would actually go to their territory and visit with them and have 2 days of training. So we would, you know, do some site visits, do some sales calls, go over a lot of business numbers, and really put together a calendar and a plan for them, depending on when they start. Hey, where are we? Where do we want to go? And how are we going to get there? And then the third part is they're actually going to go, like you said, to headquarters for 3 days. And that's where they're going to be able to, you know, see the programming in action. Headquarters owns a couple, there's a couple of corporate owned franchises out there in LA. So they're going to see some programming. Okay. They're going to, you know, they're going to go through a bunch of training with marketing and with programming and, you know, actually sit down with the foundation and see how they can leverage that in their area. So, yeah, so it's kind of three parts to get started. And then, you know, we always have ongoing trainings online. And then once a year, we always have a national franchise summit. Every December, all the franchise owners get together in some place warm and, you know, do 3 days of pretty intense, you know, business development type of stuff and play some golf and tennis as well.
That's fun too, isn't it? When I guess all the franchisees get together, Paul, for you, you know, is you know, then you get to hear, you know, a lot of what we call is like sometimes even like sharing of best practices. You know, I bet you a lot of great things come out of those events, don't they?
Yeah, and you probably get, when I was a franchise owner for about 4 or 5 years, I got more out of those events after hours than I did during the actual conference because you're able to really. You know, you're done by 5 o'clock and then you can really just network with all the successful franchise owners and exactly what you said, best practices. What kind of email systems do you have set up? You know, what kind of automations did you put in place? What do you do in a case where this happens in class? So, you know, there's so much opportunity. I mean, you're writing notes like crazy. And then the goal really is, you know, it's at the end of the year. So you can get back to your office and start implementing it for the start of the next year. So yeah, the franchise summit is probably the highlight of, you know, most franchise owners year every year.
That's terrific. You've been involved in franchising for a long time now, Paul. So, I mean, again, you have that experience as being a franchisee, you know, and working with the franchisor. What advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because we find that, you know, there's so much out there today. And from doing this show such a long time now, we find that a lot of them don't even know where to begin because there's so much out there. So, you know, from everything that you know and all your experience, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I would really just say, take your time, do your homework. First, you really, like you said, there's thousands of opportunities. So first kind of find what you want to get into. Do you want to own a restaurant? Do you want a brick and mortar or do you want to run something from home? And then narrow it down from there. Okay, I want to do something from home. And then, you know, go to franchise.com or go to entrepreneur.com and find something in the niche. And then once you know, narrow it down and decide on something, really do your due diligence. So make sure that the franchisor allows you to talk to other owners. Make sure, you know, that you're able to run the financials and there's some sort of pro forma in place that, hey, if I do this many, you know, whether it's a TGA model where it's, if I get into this many schools and have this many kids in each class, this is what my revenue would be. This is what my expenses would be. And then figure out what you're getting and is it worth the investment? So if I'm going to write you a check for $10,000 to $20,000, what do I get? Is that really worth it? How much heavy lifting has been done? You know, I looked at it as a long-term thing. So I'm willing to take another month or two to make sure it's the right fit before actually making that decision because I want to run this business successfully for the long term and whether I want to sell it or, you know, get it to a place where other people are running it and I'm just kind of overseeing it or maybe, you know, it's going to get inherited to somebody else. And then probably the last thing is what other fees are there? Obviously, every franchise is going to charge you probably a royalty, but find out what other fees are out there. You know, some people might have a 2% marketing and advertising fee. You know, they might have some other fees along the way. So really make sure that, you know, you really know your numbers and you're really comfortable with the decision and do your due diligence because there are so many opportunities out there. And if it's not the perfect fit, you know, probably don't want to do it, or you want to do a little bit more homework before you make that final decision.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. So what are TGA's plans for the future then, Paul? I mean, if you could look like maybe, you know, 3 to 5 years down the road, where do you see TGA?
Yeah, so now we've really expanded our headquarters team in the last, you know, couple of months, myself included, joining the headquarters team kind of full time. And so the next 3 to 5 years, we're really going to take it to the next level. So we've perfected the golf and tennis model. There's really nothing else out there like it. And we've built
right.
a really solid foundation. You know, we got the right people in place, in headquarters, and we got some really great franchises. So now we're really investing in building out, you know, that model and taking it from 96 franchise to, you know, several hundred, hopefully.
That's terrific. What's the best way for our listeners, Paul, to get more information on becoming a franchisee and even the services in general, you know, for anyone listening and saying, wow, you know, that's great. I have three kids, you know, I'd be interested in something like that. Are there any websites that our listeners can go to?
Yeah, definitely. So if you're just looking to see if there's a TGA in your area and you want to sign your kids up for a program, the consumer side of things is playtga.com.
Okay.
If you are interested in the franchise opportunity, you can go to franchisetga.com/franchise, and that page is just for your listeners. So there's an
great
opportunity to schedule a call with me. There's a free download little survey to see if you think franchising is right for you. And then if you want to reach out to me directly, you can email me pmaskill@playtga.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is Paul Maskill.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Paul, for coming on the show. I think this is a wonderful franchise concept, and I'd already like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is terrific.
Awesome. That sounds great, Marty. I'll plan on it.
It's great to have you on the show, Paul. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat franchise opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat franchise opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com, or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. Today, you're going to get to hear from a legend in franchising. It was about 2 months ago, Don and I were celebrating your anniversary of doing the radio show, and we put a lot of thought as far as who we'd like to have for a guest that particular day, and Don and I both agreed that that person should be George Native, and Mr. Native graciously accepted. For those of you who don't know George Native, he's tagged as the guru in franchising. He's also the founder of Boston Chicken. He had a lot of great quotes that show. This is just one of them where George gives his advice to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise. Here we go.
Characteristics that make a successful no-fat franchisee?
Well, you know, I've always told people to play to their strengths. If you have a personality you know is not a charming one, don't get into the service business where you have to interact with people, because people business requires personality. So, you know, you're not asking someone to do something that's against their grain. So when looking for a franchise, a person should consider the things that they've succeeded in. For instance, if they've been a coach of a soccer team and they had to inspire the kids to run down that field and kick that ball and win, there's something about that individual that is inspiring. So he should look for something that maybe can be along those same lines, that he can use those talents of his. If he's been a teacher, he's been a person that's worked with his hands. In other words, always, always play to your strength. Don't go into something that's opposite of your personality. That'll cause a little bit of a problem. Of course, most companies offer training, but you know, if you put a glove on, it should fit neatly in between the fingers. It shouldn't be something that once you put the glove on, you can't bend your fingers. It's as simple as that. So when you're buying a franchise, it should fit.
And I guess no fat specifically, you have a checklist you go down that you want each franchisee to be, or sometimes it's just having a feeling of a certain person.
Clearly a financial issue. They have to have, in our case, pretty close to the ability to finance something between $500,000 and $600,000. So if an individual can't do that, then maybe he should look for other franchises like a Subway or a Quiznos or other that are around $200,000. So again, here we talk about fitting something that fits their pocketbook and not get into something that's way over their head and put themselves in financial jeopardy by starting in something that is too hard for them to overcome. So again, it should fit their wallet just like it should fit their personality.
Right, absolutely.
And you've, of course, been involved with so many franchisees with all your different businesses that you've done. Have there been times over the years that you sort of took a chance on someone that you weren't really sure but you really liked them and it's worked out? I'm sure you have a couple success stories.
There have been those cases. And again, there have been the opposite. And again, you learn by doing the thing. I would much prefer to tell a person that he's not qualified than qualified. And the rationale behind that, of course, is that I don't want to get somebody into something that he's not qualified for. There are so many franchise selections out there that if a person is doing their research, it allows them the opportunity to really, really take the time and investigate. And most of these companies already have franchises in place. They can pick up the phone and call up the franchisee and say, "How you doing? What kind of work did you do before you bought this franchise? Tell me about why you chose it. Would you do it again?" I mean, this is a great opportunity as opposed to starting something on your own where you don't know whether you'll ever get the first base. You know, franchising in the beginning is very much like a baseball game. If you can buy third base as opposed to getting to first base, mm-hmm. and getting to first base by starting your own business, maybe you'll get the first base, but there's no guarantee. But if you can buy a franchise, you at least can get the third base. That's good baseball. And, you know, when you get the third base, your chances of getting home is a lot easier than being on first.
Wow, that's a great analogy, isn't it, Don?
Yeah, and it sounds like you're a Red Sox fan.
Thank you very much.
I love that quote from Mr. Nadeff where he says that, you know, franchising is like a baseball game and it gives you the ability to start on third base. So, again, this is our second podcast, and, again, we'd love to hear your feedback.